What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast. That is absolutely delighted that Harry Hill is back in the zeitgeist.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. What are the chances of that happening? Huh? My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very bloody well, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it.
I took a leaf out of your book and I...
You threw me by you going off-road. And now I had to stay on track.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Classic move there.
Classic Terry Toner. Always stirring the pot.
How have you been, pal?
I've been good, man. I've been good. Quick turnaround. Less than a week.
In recordings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the last one on Thursday. Now this is on a Tuesday.
Great. Fantastic.
And I totally forgot I had to watch a movie until I emailed you. Since I messaged you yesterday.
I hope this finds you well, Terry.
Kind regards.
I love putting kind regards at the end of my email.
I'm a kind regards man.
Yeah. You gotta be.
Yeah, but you know what's weird? Here's a bunch of things I don't like about emails, right? Mm-hmm. Warm regards. You fucking pervert.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I know you're at the back.
Handle it. All right, that's your job. That's the job.
Yeah, warm regards. I tell you the biggest thing.
That makes me feel unsettled.
Yeah, especially if it's a man. Warm regards, you fucking pig. Also, when people sign off.
It's a little bit harsh. Pig.
Not warm regards. Warm. Like, you know what
pig
I mean?
Is hard. Pig is a harsh word.
Yep. That's what
unless you're speaking about a cop. Did you watch that thing I sent you?
Or also, what?
Did you watch that thing I
yesterday?
Sent you? The Andy Samberg.
No, I didn't.
The reason why I sent it to you is because...
3 minutes.
It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but 2 minutes of in the middle of doing some shit. You know what I mean?
Like,
I wasn't in a chill.
Every time I see you, you're like... Because I was like on the way home, on my commute home.
Yeah, when you sent it. But yeah. When I seen it, yeah. I was right in the middle of the shit storm that is my fucking life.
All right. Anyway, the reason why I found it's a bop. It's like with Charlie XCX.
Hey.
She was hosting SNL.
All right.
And... it's Andy Samberg has been back doing a few bits, but they've done a couple of digital shorts. So it's like a Lonely Island tune, and it's about somebody who's calls the cops on everybody in their front yard.
Oh right.
Where he's like, call the cops, pig cops. I was like, it's been stuck in my head the whole. Yeah, I was like, oh my god, so good. It's just sitting there on YouTube for everybody.
What's that? I think
it's called Here
it
I Go.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Folks.
Andy is a curmudgeon when
no,
it comes
here's the
to
thing. Here's the thing, Terry, and you know this. If you send me something out of the blue, there is a now actually for you, Terry, because I know you'll pull me up on it if I don't. Yeah. For you, I usually watch it. I say I watch 4 out of 5. For everyone else, it's 1 out of 5. I will and especially if it's not over 30 seconds, I'm like, this is a fucking
over 30 seconds.
Yeah, and over 30 seconds that I'm not expecting.
What age are you?
I'm 39 years old.
Yeah, I know. That's you're so not 13. Like your brain shouldn't be.
No, it's not that. I don't have the attention.
To only have the attention span.
I don't
30
want
seconds.
To watch something I wasn't planning on watching for longer than 30
Why
seconds.
Why not? Like,
because I'm the curator of my content.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
God.
If it's less than 30 seconds, ain't no problem. I got 30 seconds. But if it's like 2 minutes 57 or whatever that was,
20 or something like that, like,
you know what I mean?
What planet you living on, mate? Like,
planet me, my friend.
Anyway, we're doing a Q&A episode this week.
Hey, before we do, I went to see a movie.
Yeah.
And it was longer than 30 seconds, let me tell you. let me tell you.
What, was it like 2 hours?
It was actually grand. It was like 150 or something like that.
Yeah.
Heretic, it was actually fine.
Is it Heretic or Heretic? I've heard a bunch of people pronouncing it stupidly, in my opinion.
You've heard Heretic?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No. Heretic, sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the word. That's the word, and it's about religion and stuff, so, you know.
I thought it was very good. I gave it 3.5.
Grant? Yeah, I saw that.
3.5 on Letterboxd. It was very good. It was, you know what I like about it is like Hugh Grant is like, he's his charming self the whole way through. Do you know what I mean? Like at no point is he like, fuck it, Garth, you know, like
fuck you.
At no point does he like lose it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's his charming self, but it's in the context of like, ooh,
sinister,
I don't like what he's
minister,
saying.
Like.
Or like he'll even say something and then he'll even react like, ooh, I know how that must sound. But you know, like, but like this horrible thing I've
actually
just
like
said,
perfect casting for that kind
it
of
was
stuff. Like
brilliant. And then like, and even like he'd be doing his own thing, but like the camera is real close up on his face.
Those glasses he wears in it, like.
Yeah, it was great. And then
complete
like.
Complete the picture.
Like the ending, I kind of thought was a little bit like
I've heard 2/3. My man,
what have you heard?
My man Sean Fennessy over on the Big Pick.
Sean F.
Yeah, he was like, he's my go-to movie podcast guy.
All right.
Recently, over the last few years, that I'm like, he features on the Rewatchables quite a bit.
You usually trust his opinion on things.
Yeah, we have a lot of aligned, you know,
interests.
Yeah, we'll say that. And
so what does your best friend Sean say about this?
He said he enjoyed the first 2/3.
Yeah.
And then it kind of didn't stick the landing for him.
Like. Yeah, Kerry described it was like, it was a bit of a lazy, because it was like,
Susie,
when it gets to the thing.
And over the bridge.
Yeah, like when it gets to, and it gets to a bit, and me and Kerry were both like, oh, what's this? And then that ended was kind of a bit of a letdown, or like, yeah, it was a little, but it was very, I left feeling like, wow, that was good. It stayed with me. Mm, you know what I mean?
I look forward to catching it when it comes to VOD, which is probably like a week from now.
I know.
Whenever, like, the way industry goes. Like.
But you know what? It was just bloody lovely being in the cinema. I hadn't been to the cinema for an adult movie in years, actually. And I was like...
Yeah, that's not true. You went to see The Pope's Exorcist. Was that last year?
True. And Bad Boys as well with you.
Yeah. I mean, that was good, right?
It was good. The Pope's Exorcist.
Did Russell Crowe scooting around Rome in his with his big hat.
Oh, that was pretty good too.
It's always seen it.
It's always horror related stuff. Yeah. But anyway, it was great. It was a date night, and it was good. Three and a half stars.
Oh, yeah. I watched some movies.
Please.
In fact, Andy, will you hear this? I'm on a 4-night streak.
Unbelievable.
Of movies. Friday night.
I do believe it actually.
Friday night, I watched the movie Saturday night about Saturday Night Live. The first ever like recording of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
If not, like, I had a fun time with it. And I had a big smile on my face. But there's parts where it's like, this is revolutionary. Don't you see? There's never been a show like this before. And at one point, like, Willem Dafoe plays like the big bad TV producer.
Yeah.
That's like, it's about Lorne Michaels. Like, he's the main character.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, at one point, he's like, shut the fuck up. Can't you see we're in front of a visionary? And like spooning it on. And I'm like, oh, like, okay, he's...
Is the visionary Lorne Michaels?
Yeah, that's the thing. But he's saying it to like belittle Lorne Michaels.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Like, you're having your cake and eating it too. Having the Willem Dafoe character say this. And then also really earnestly... When he's not in the scene, talk about like how it's going to be, we just got to make it to 11:30. Mm. It's going to change TV, blah, blah, blah. Some of the people in it, like there's a guy who plays Chevy Chase,
mm-hmm.
who is phenomenal as Chevy Chase. Like I'm like, it's young Chevy Chase. And I was like, wow. Like, so like some of the, there's a guy who plays Billy Crystal in it.
And are they all kind of doing impression-y
sort of
stuff?
But like very effective. But and then you have Cooper Hoffman playing Dick Ebersol, who's like, close buddies with Vince McMahon.
Oh,
that's the thing. Is I sent
Philip
you
Seymour's son,
man. And like I sent you the clip of him like
doing
the finger, because like 4 seconds
exactly,
Andy. Yeah. But he's like doing the finger, and I'm like, oh, there's his dad.
I could see it in it, like.
And like I read a good tweet, it's like, isn't it weird how like everybody on film Twitter is like treating him like as if we're all like his uncle or his aunt. Like, you're just like your father. Oh my god.
He's
got the goods though, like, he
good.
Really does.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Watch something crazier Saturday night.
Now you're talking, yeah.
Watched The Substance.
Her?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the one with Demi Moore.
Oh yeah.
And Margaret Qualley.
I tell you, her and Hugh Grant should both be up for Academy Awards. If they had the balls.
There's talk of Demi Moore.
To put anything horror related.
Like, there's talk
Oscars.
Of it. She's really fucking good.
Yeah.
This movie.
Role of a lifetime?
No, I mean, it's.
Has she been better in anything else?
Yeah, she has. But like, this is a very good comeback role.
Oh, okay.
And like, this movie is, it's over 2 hours, I think 2:15, but it
typical
makes everything disgusting looking, the way they shoot it.
Right.
Like Dennis Quaid, who's actually probably never been better in this movie, he plays like the producer guy. The whole thing is Demi Moore is a fitness instructor on TV, and she's in her 50s or whatever, and she looks fucking incredible.
No doubt.
But she gets kind of, she gets sacked because she's too old and she's going to be replaced. And she takes this thing called the substance, which
makes her young.
No, it creates a young version of her. And it's like, ooh, the instructions are, you have to, when you have to like feed your other self when they're not around, when they're not being used, and the young person,
I love it,
is out. And then like they have to switch every week. There's all these rules, and if you don't follow the rules, bad shit happens.
Where'd you watch it?
I watched it on my box. Okay, I'll send you a link. Don't worry, because but it was like they make everything disgusting in that, like they're having lunch, and I, do you like shrimp?
Yeah.
I fucking love shrimp. Hey. And Dennis Quaid is eating shrimp and it looks so fucking disgusting.
Is it the sound though as well?
Sound, the like squelch, wet, sauce, and I was like, oh man. And then it kind of, by the end, like I was fucking, for most of the movie I was like hooting and hollering. Like, and by the end I was like, what the fuck? Like, gonzo. I had a blast with
Great.
It.
Great.
Like, it's so fun.
That's actually, that sounds fantastic,
it's
actually.
So, so good. And then
that one I will check out.
Sunday night, Mulholland Drive with, you know, my man David Lynch, continuing that.
Yep.
Not as weird as I remember.
That's because you've been weirded out since
no,
then.
No, because like Twin Peaks is way weirder than Mulholland Drive. And I remember having the DVD and being like, what the fuck is this?
Right, right.
And then I watched it this time, like,
no, it's mere peanuts.
Yeah, really good still.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Sunday night. And then last night, of course, I watched a movie for our Patreon. If you want to come on and join us, only €5 a month over on patreon.com/ What's So Great About. We watched Hell or High Water, and we're going to be talking about that directly after this conversation. Be right there for our lovely patron members. Maybe I'll keep it going if I can fit in another one tonight. Yeah, man.
And hey, speaking of Patreon members, we asked the patrons for some cues.
Before we get into this,
I had a great segue.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's better be worth it.
It is worth it.
Don't tell me it's another movie you watched.
No.
Or I'll lose it, Terry.
But I mentioned at the start, I just have to talk about it. Harry Hill, his TV burp is back on the timeline. Oh my God.
Is Harry Hill alive or what?
Yeah, he's 60. He's touring. He's starting to tour this year again. I was like, seeing if he's coming to Ireland, but he's not. I've had such a happy weekend. Just constant
seeing all the stuff back
clips
on the timeline
of TV burp. Every, like I sent you one, it was like 6 in a row videos on my Twitter timeline.
I used to watch it religiously.
TV burp.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, it's the fucking best show.
So funny.
Like I'm not trying to brag here, but I'm an OG Harry Hill.
Oh yeah.
I was watching the Harry Hill Show on Channel 4 on a Friday night.
Oh yeah, Channel 4. I forgot about that.
So weird. Like I was 10 and I was watching this humor where it's like all these weird sketches, but it'd be like he'd be having a hot dog and he'd like put ketchup on it and he'd take a bite and be like, ugh, it's like looks at the tube, it wasn't ketchup, it was Savlon. And it's like every week it's like, oh, Savlon. And every week it's another, it's kind of variation on
something
that
like,
and I'm like I say, 10, absolutely loving this. And my dad was like, I'm sure he's probably like, what a weird little
kid. Little boy.
But he's also like, oh, like you like that. You're like, you like what? Something alternative gonzo 90s comedy. Like,
why doesn't that exist anymore, though? Like, man talking to camera.
I was thinking about it.
You know what I mean?
That must take a hell of a lot of work.
That's, do you know what? That's probably it. And that's probably why everything's gotten worse.
Yeah, like,
it's because it's just too much work. That's why movies are worse. That's why, you know, everything.
Think about the clips.
Yeah.
Like, and how, like, he probably has a writing staff or whatever.
Yeah,
like, one of the ones that had me piss myself laughing was like, over in the EastEnders now. And it's like somebody picks up the phone and is like, Marlon? Lanky Marlon? And then he's like, cuts back to him like, daylight come and me want go home. And then it cuts back to it and it's the same thing. And like, I don't know if you realize why it's back trending.
Why is it now?
So it was like Paul Mescal on the Gladiator 2 press tour. It was like, are you ready? Somebody's asking him ready. And he's like, I'm ready. And then he's like, you said that with some determination. And it was like, that's from a Harry Hill TV burp. And he was like, fucking brilliant. He's like, oh, that's me. Like the two of them were like loving it.
Oh, was that
and
the thing with the
Sheryl Crow
thing?
Yeah. And just on the loop or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But I was like, again, that's like really, like it's so simple.
Yeah.
But it's just very clever. And like, you're like, so we're going to do it and we're going to loop it and then it's going to go for like a minute.
Yeah.
And it just, it gets fun. Like the law of comedy. Yeah. Like
it is. It's like, okay, maybe that's too much. All right.
It's come
again.
Back around. Like, you know, that kind of stuff. And I was just like, I miss it. Like I miss.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Just comedy.
Yeah. You know, but like, it's silly. It's a lot of it is silly.
Give
comedy.
Me a weekly. That's, I think it's because TV has diminished as well. And there's like.
Yeah. There's no like. It's like, what's on terrestrial television now? Like,
exactly.
You know?
The only thing I watch on terrestrial TV is just football.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And everything else is on demand. And is it because the streaming platforms, like Netflix and all that, like, the bar is just lower as to what can get past?
The biggest hits on Netflix are, like,
they're dying for
selling Sunset or, you know, all that fucking.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Shy,
like. I feel like the criteria for, like, if you're on TV, it had to be. You know, certainly at a certain time, it had to be really good.
Cast your mind back. Like, I've started showing Bonnie some Walkman and Wise.
Oh.
Like, she loves Breakfast. You know, that sketch? You know the Breakfast sketch?
Which one?
No, it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Da, she fucking loves it. And I'm like,
brilliant.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. She's like, can we put on Breakfast? I'm like, of course. Anytime. But, like. The shit they used to do.
Yeah.
You're like, you had to be able to, tap dance, whatever. Like, you know, go further back to Fred Astaire or whatever.
Yeah.
You're a 5-2 player. Now it's like,
yeah,
I have a YouTube account.
Yeah.
Sorry, no offense, Andy.
Don't take it.
But like, you know, like people.
But that's it, like.
People, I looked at it there. Soccer Saturday, is that replaced or is it still going? And then there's a YouTuber version of it on Sky.
Oh, right.
Where it's like a bunch of YouTubers are on and they're discussing, and I'm like,
God,
it's fine, but
like
I'm like,
soccer Saturday Social or something?
Saturday Social, yeah. And I'm like, it's fine, but I'm like, I mean, things are changing, I guess. Maybe that's what people want to hear. Yeah. Not me though.
No, I don't really like those sort of shows. Like it was like,
I hate the fan debate as well. Like,
oh, I never watch it, and I love the overlap, and I love Stick to Football. And I even watched some of the stuff of them abroad, and like it's all really good. But the fan debate—you're
watching, but you're watching it for their experience and their stories. And they're like, you know, you're not watching it for—I
don't care what this schlub thinks about.
And so, like, there's one of the girls on it. I thought some of the stuff the points she was making. I was like, yeah, 100%. And then it was like the two lads, like the United team, like
the United guy with the beard, a Rory something.
He's on. I don't know, he's on Stretford Paddock or something like that. And they were like talking about Ten Hag, and one was like, "I like Ten Hag." Don't get me wrong. Then proceeded to like slate
lay
for like 10 minutes,
yeah.
And I was like, "I don't think you like him. I don't think you do like
doesn't
him."
Doesn't
you
like him?
Yeah.
I was actually asked to go on Off the Ball again recently.
You should
actually,
do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Why?
I don't want to do it because every time there's a sports related thing like that, like, and I'm not. I can't be myself. Now, I guess I could be myself, but you know, I probably wouldn't be. And it would just be like just general sport talk. Every time I do a podcast, if I go on someone's podcast, and it's always Bill Oakley that I think of because I'm like, who the fuck is he to go on? So anytime anyone, not anymore, but it used to be, if someone would ask, I'd be like, yeah, sure. And then every time I do it, I'm just kind of like,
oh, what do you mean? Like when Bill Oakley came on our podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean.
But if I listen back, I'm like, I wasn't that interesting here. Because it's all just football talk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What do you think about top three midfield and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And it's just all very football-y. And I just find that to be quite boring.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely fair.
Or at least if I'm talking about it, I find it to be quite
boring.
You
can put your own spin on it.
Yeah, if I have time to think about what I'm going to say, then that's fine. But anyway.
Okay.
All right, Terry. Now, speaking of Patreon 10 minutes ago, I have some questions from the patrons.
Yes.
So it's a Q&A episode, as you guys know, and we took it to the people who pay us for
their bosses.
So.
All 250 million of them.
First one. I'm sorry, I don't have all the names of the people who did it. Ideal choice of actor to play you in a biopic, and what about if you had to pick an actor to play the other person in a biopic? Terry, do you have any thoughts on this?
Hold on. This isn't the first question I have.
It is. It was before I started screenshotting them.
Oh.
Skip it, did you? I got one.
Okay, go for me.
Okay, hang on. Where have we got? All right. To play me... Now, I have thought about this. I would either say Bill Hader.
To play you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you don't need to raise your eyebrows that high.
Sorry, let me lower them.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Just listened to him talk about his new movie on my way in.
Hey.
You're nothing like him.
David Harbour.
David Harbour?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality, none of those people are like me. But it's very hard to...
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I mean?
If I had somebody to play me...
To play you. Okay, yeah.
Who Mark Ruffalo?
You wish.
I mean, yeah, that's the whole point, isn't it? Like,
okay. Yeah. Leo DiCaprio, sorry. Yeah.
Who could play you, though? Like,
I'm trying to think of bearded, spectacled actors.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen? Not really.
I mean, that was one of the names when they're talking about me for the center of attention.
Yeah.
It's like Seth Rogen... Will Ferrell, back when I was like a party animal. You know?
Yeah. That's a tough one though, isn't it?
It's a very tough one.
Who would I cast to play you is the question. If I only knew more than five actors.
Like for you, I'm trying to think what your personality like on screen.
Curmudgeon?
Yeah.
Stoner curmudgeon?
Jonah Hill, maybe?
Jonah Hill, possibly, yeah.
Skinny Jonah, like, yeah. You know.
Asshole Jonah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Russell Brand, there you go.
Ooh, well.
Show the bookie wookie at him.
Oh, my God. I've never done such a quick 180.
You have a few 180s.
I have a few big 180s. Yeah. But him, like, I was subscribed to his YouTube and all, and then I only seen it pop up again recently. I'm like, why am I still subscribed to this? Like... Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
I did. I made a point. And on TV
I'll tell you who I'd want to play me.
Go on.
Jason Segel.
Yeah.
Now he's a proper like just every man.
Jason Segel is a good one.
He likes to eat, likes to drink, likes to watch Predator, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Jason Segel's a good show for you actually. And he's a bit taller than you. But
yeah, he's a little bit taller than me, sure, but like
shorter Jason Segel.
Shorter Jason Segel is Seth Rogen, probably.
Yeah, I actually think you would be more suited to a Seth Rogen character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just his weed tolerance is way higher than mine.
True. But you wouldn't know it, you, because you could have like 10 joints and you'd be like, well, I'm really high, but I'll engage in this small talk with a stranger I've never met. I'm looking at it like...
That was the old me, like...
Still, mushrooms or whatever, you're like, all right, you know, I'm back. I'm like, he's back, what do you mean? Don't know what's looking or talk to
morning,
me.
Like...
All right.
Okay.
Now, next question. What would this from Tony Kane? What would 13-year-old you think of current age? So, yeah, what would 13-year-old you think of current age you?
This is a very hard one as well.
It's a very deep question. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would care what the little shit thinks. You know what I mean?
No, but it's not.
Maybe 20-year-old me, I would care more.
But 13-year-old me, I think, would possibly think I'm cool. Because I was into movies when I was 13.
Mm.
And now I've seen all the movies.
Yeah.
And I could tell them, hey, you know, Park Chan-wook.
Keep walking down this road, kid.
Here's what you want to do. It's like, quit your job and like go into film studies
full
time.
Do it now,
yeah, kid. Like, yeah. Now, now, now.
I think, yeah. See,
I think he'd like me, right?
I think he would. I think you would. Yeah. You'd be a bit more chilled probably than he would remember. When I met you would be punching in the arm and a bit of a roughhouser.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Very.
You're a bit more even keeled these days.
Yeah.
You know?
What was that? Huh?
Huh?
What was that?
I don't know.
When I met you, I was like 18.
Yeah.
Right?
And you'd hit me, and then I'd be like, what are you hitting me for? And I'd be like, me and all my friends hit each other. And you're like, you and your Neanderthal cronies.
Yeah. Right, boss.
But yeah.
I think he'd be, for you, he'd be like, where's your eye makeup?
No, that's 17-year-old me. Okay. Please.
What was 13-year-old?
13-year-old me, I think, would be impressed that I have a somewhat of a beard and Ooh. That I have a girlfriend. 13-year-old me would be very impressed with that. So you can have sex whenever you want. Not quite, kid.
Pump the brakes, kid.
Not quite. But
think about it. This, like, when I was 13, yeah, that wasn't like meeting or whatever. Like, wasn't that important to me when I was 13?
Oh, it was incredibly. Yeah, because you had done it by then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so you had chalked it off the list.
Yeah, probably. But I was also like,
I only had my first.
I was much more like interested in like, are we playing a match today?
Yeah,
you know, like that kind.
That's
of
why
stuff.
You got the meets.
Not really. Like, it's not like I was prolific at 13.
I remember at 13 getting my first meet, and that was at the time quite late. That was like a late bloomer.
Yeah, but like, I'd say I was only about a year
yeah.
previous to that. Like, and it was like, do you want to play the 1-2-3 game?
What's that?
And it's like the three lads have pick a number 1, 2, or 3. The three girls pick a number 1, 2, or 3, and then whoever number you match with, you score. Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Simpler times.
Fucking rubbish. Like. George Michael wasn't exactly like playing in the background.
But I think 13-year-old me would be happy that I play video games and that, like,
yeah.
I'm not really an adult in the traditional sense.
You and me both, you know, brother.
I
mean? Like,
I think, but then again, my instinct is. Yeah, exactly. But like, I only seen a thing because I seen George Harrison was trending for some reason today.
That's the WSGA bump.
That must be it.
From beyond the grave.
But he was literally just saying today, it was quite odd that, you know, that your body just changes, but your brain doesn't change. So this whole thing of this music's not for this age, you know, like you're still, he's like, I see why 90-year-olds still feel like teenagers, because it's the same brain and all this. And I was like, yes. And
doesn't it stop like at 21, or you've developed all
your body,
your brain, or, you know, like your empathy cell, you know, like teenagers.
Really?
Yeah, teenagers is like, it's in your early 20s that it's like.
I heard you stop growing physically at 21.
But scientifically, they say your empathy centers, you know, they're not nearly as big when you're 13 as they are by the time, I think it's your early 20s, and then it's like your emotional age.
Oh, I'm,
you know, so your brain is at like full growth or whatever.
Oh, never knew that.
It could be bullshit.
Hey, yeah. Never knew that.
Read it online. Could be bullshit.
Next question.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a, it's a three-parter. Okay, from Thanks Joe Hall.
The great Joe Hall.
Without going into more detail than you're comfortable sharing behind a paywall, although technically this isn't behind the paywall, what do you both do for work? I feel like it's either a great untold mystery or I'm late to the party and just haven't hit the right episode in the back catalogue. Terry mentioned interviewing people recently, which sparked my intrigue, and I know Andy makes videos, but he's far too relatable and likeable to be a full-time content creator. Hey, I didn't
Shots
actually,
fired.
I didn't actually see that part before. Two, I listened to the old radio show episode recently where you played songs. What was that for, and can we get more, please? And finally, three, have you watched Brassic? And if so, what are your thoughts? So, I'll go first.
Yeah.
I'll try and make it sound as not boring as possible, but I work in a company where we do training and conferences. People come in, record their little piece. I record it. I edit it. I would go out to places and record people and then edit it, and then I also make websites and stuff like that.
So Andy
valuable member of the team.
He's selling himself short though, like, oh, in the time I've known him, he was like working sales, which he hated.
That's
and
true.
Then he got into social media.
That's true.
And then kind of morphed his way into, somehow he conned his dad into creating a podcast studio for us to record in as part of his job.
That's true.
Kudos actually. To you, Andy.
Thank you. And look at us now.
Yeah. Look at this setup we got.
And yeah. And then I'll just quickly answer the other ones before you get onto yours. The old radio show episodes, we used to do Radio Blah Blah. You can find them on Patreon where we play songs. And
we should do another one.
I was thinking we should do a Christmassy one.
Yeah.
Because we did a Christmas one a couple of years ago where we had Christmas songs from like the Dog Pound and a few others.
We chose like four songs each or
that
something like that.
Mine. That was one of mine.
Kel Surprise. Like.
And Brassic, I assume you know what that is.
I know what it is. It's a Sky original show that is now on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the
And it's now. The guy. It's English, it's British.
Hmm.
And it's the guy, I know him best from Misfits. Do you remember that show?
I do.
With Robert Sheehan.
I remember it. I didn't watch it, but I remember it was out.
It was pretty good. I think that guy, the main guy, he's like, he kind of, he reminds me of a lanky Marlin type character. He's tall and that. Kind of reminds me of like Super Hands. A different version of Super Hands from, you know.
I mean,
this is me being very reductive of the man. But he's the main character of it.
Is think it the good or what? Have you seen it?
I haven't watched an episode of it.
Do you have any interest?
It's like five or six series. I'm not really. You know, I have an interest. Now, maybe I'm getting her confused. I think the girl, is it Michelle Keegan? Used to be in Corrie.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might be in it.
Oh, well, so, that's a that's a little thing to pull me in, all right?
That's me too. And then I think she's pretty good, though, as an actress as well.
Like, no, I mean, you got to say that, haven't you? After we've just...
After you. don't paint me with that brush, my friend. For me...
What do you do?
What don't I do?
Okay.
I work in finance. That's my job.
That it?
I work in finance in the...
He's the big cheese over in a hospital.
Yeah, in a hospital. People, when I first started working there, my wife's cousin, she's from England. She was like, what? First question, like, oh, nice to meet you. What do you do? And I was like, I'm chief of medicine in the hospital. Hey. And then she'd be like, no, you're not. And I was like, I am. Like, and she's like, what do you mean? It's like, I'm chief of medicine in, you know, a hospital. And then she's like, go over and ask somebody there, do I work in a hospital? And then she'd go over and it's like, does Terry work in a hospital? Like, yeah. She's like, what's he do? It's like, I don't know, but like, he's pretty important. But I work in finance. If you get a bill to your insurer,
he's
going to
make sure that you pay it.
No, I don't care about that. Okay. I just... My whole thing is we need to invoice the insurer if you come in and get a hernia or a hip replacement or something like that. And a myriad of other boring things. So I run a team, essentially. Manager. Nice. You know,
yeah, you better believe it.
Second part of my managerial career after managing a football team for many years on and off.
And what that taught you about life on and off the pitch.
Sometimes... A lad needs an arm around the shoulder and sometimes he needs a kick up the hole.
It's about knowing when and who and why.
I should be doing a masterclass.
And where?
And how?
You should. How to manage a team of vagabonds.
Renford Rejects is based on my life. Let me
Losers,
tell
Tony. All right.
But the other guy was Jerry.
What?
The Stoker.
Oh yeah.
Jerry.
What was the name of the guy who was obsessed with Zola?
Bruno De Gradi.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Barry Gride.
And he was the guy, the tall guy.
Don't know. Brilliant.
Good show.
Yeah. I mean, probably not, but I liked it.
Tell you what though, they put up the money to license that Manic Street Preachers song.
Yeah. It was just a better world. Anyway. What is your favourite slow dance song? That's from Neil.
You want to go first?
I got one. I got a couple.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite slow dance song is? Unchained Melody.
Hmm.
I love it. And when it comes on in the car, I belt it. I hit go high, I go low.
Hmm.
Need your love. And then I go. I do the whole gamut.
Yeah. Run the gamut.
I love singing it. I don't dance really, but in terms of slow songs, there's that one. I Only Have Eyes for You, that Flamingos one from the 50s. Yeah, and Terry, I only just had in my headphones. It came on the other day on Spotify. You know, Whitney Houston song, I Have Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god! I was like, I had it blare, and I was like. I haven't heard this song in 30 years.
Amazing.
It's absolutely incredible. I remember my man playing this in the car. I'm like, this is a fucking banger here. I mean, there's loads, but they're the ones that come to mind. But Unchained Melody for sure.
I have two that come to mind. George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Oh,
just, you know.
Absolute classic.
Yeah. It's for rubbing up. It's for grinding, you know what I mean? Like...
I never tire of it. Yes, it is for grinding.
It's Otis Redding. These arms of man.
Isn't that Al Green? Is that Otis Redding?
I think it's Otis Redding.
I'm just taking a
shot. Maybe you got me down myself now. So those are mine. It's Otis Redding. Thank fuck. I tell you, you scared me.
Sorry, just
well, you know what? And speaking of Al Green, let's stay together.
Yeah, actually.
You know, like it's...
Mm.
It's one of my favourite songs of all time. Like,
hell yeah.
And it could fit into that category.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
100%. We should do a radio thing with
soul.
Yes, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got soul, Andy, but I'm not a soldier. Not a soldier.
Next question. Thomas, pick your favorite album/artist. Terry chooses the best movie director to match it to, or vice versa. I think we'll go with the suggested order. Could throw up a few shockers and it satisfies both your passions. Mm-hmm. Terry, what director? If I was giving
you,
it's
gonna be tough because we're on the hop here.
I know. I was gonna send it to you in advance, but I want it fresh. Yeah. If I was sending you the Arctic Monkeys Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino as the soundtrack for a certain movie, who's the director?
Concept out there,
spacey.
Stanley Kubrick, maybe. I was thinking like.
Yeah, I know you're talking. Dude. You're talking my language. Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick.
I know you don't want to give Stanley Kubrick this because you'd think it's trash.
Darren Aronofsky, maybe. I don't really like him, so maybe that would actually that would kind of suit it.
I've only listened to it again recently. It's fucking great.
I'm trying to think who else is a good hard sci-fi
guy.
Ridley Scott, maybe.
Ridley Scott.
Rotten Red could do it.
Like. Tony's brother.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. I will now forever know the Scots as Tony isn't Scott number one.
There you go.
Ridley is number two.
Gladiator 2. Guess how much it made in its opening weekend.
50 million.
87 million.
That good, is it?
It's very good for, I mean, I guess it is a franchise, but for a non Marvel DC whatever. It's good.
So you've been proven right.
Huh?
So you've been proven right.
Well, I said it was going to win Best Picture. I don't think it's going to win Best Picture.
Proven wrong.
I'm putting my chips, I'm moving them. Denzel is going to win Best Supporting Actor. That's next prediction.
Okay.
Yeah. If I was to pick an album, you choose a director. You wanna do
okay, we'll give it a go.
The Killers, Hot Fuss.
Hot Fuss.
It's not my favorite album. I just think I'm kind of throwing.
Richard Linklater.
Good work.
You could see that. Yeah. Fitting it in.
Edgar Wright, maybe?
Don't know who that is.
You know, Hot Fuzz director.
Oh, yeah. But are you only saying that because the album's called Hot Fuss? And you were thinking of Hot Fuzz.
No, but as soon as I said Hot Fuzz, I was like, is that why?
Blink, Enema of the State?
Blink, Enema of the State.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Maybe. I was thinking like, not McG, a classier version of like McG or
who?
Michael Bay, maybe.
Michael Bay?
Yeah. Who's a contemporary 2000s-y action-y director? There were so very few.
There is so few. Who is there?
Auteur action directors. Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you, I've got it.
Go on.
I've fucking got it for the Tranquility Base.
Go on.
Joseph Kosinski,
okay.
Who directed, you'll know him, he directed Top Gun Maverick.
Oh.
He also directed Oblivion.
Oh.
And he directed Tron Legacy.
100%.
Yeah, and that's him, right?
That's him.
And he's doing F1 next year, Andy.
Okay.
Brad Pitt. All right. Let's go to the movies.
Next.
Sure.
Halloween is over, but what is the spookiest and or most inexplicable thing that has ever happened to you? That's from Rob McAdams.
I'll go first with this one.
Please.
It's the scariest in that I genuinely thought I was hallucinating and seeing things and stuff. I was on holidays in Crete. And had been drinking for like 7 days straight, getting very little sleep, like staying up till like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Waking up at 8 because I was so hot and hungover.
Ugh, sounds horrible.
It really was. And at one point, whatever day I decided to take a break, I was sitting in my friend's room. They're making soup.
Uh-huh.
And nobody was saying anything. Like they were hungover as well. Music was just playing. And I thought of something and just burst out laughing and could not stop laughing. And they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then that night I was like, I'm staying in. I'm not going out. You guys are all going to. And I stayed in. And it was like I had the DTs or something. Like, because I kept hearing my name, somebody whispering my name, being like, Terry. And I'd be like, and then I was like,
who's there?
I sat up in my bed and I was like, looking, and I was like, oh my God. Like, and it's like, there's somebody there. And I was sat there for about 20 minutes. It felt like 20 minutes.
Whoa.
And I was looking at it. I was like, there's just a guy. And it looked like he was holding like a coffee mug and had a like a black, like a detective, like a noir detective, just standing in the corner of my room. And I was staring at it for ages, afraid to move.
God.
And then a breeze blew the curtain and it was just a shadow or whatever. But I was like, this guy's going to kill me. I had lost my mind. I was like, there's somebody in my room to come and kill me.
Jesus Christ.
It's all self-inflicted. Nothing like supernatural about it, but
yeah.
It was the time where I felt like so not in control. Like, I'm unraveling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like,
yeah. And that's
don't
the time
drink.
Over mushrooms or over anything else. Like.
Yeah. Because with mushrooms, I'm like, I know this is the drugs.
I'm on mushrooms.
Yeah. Like, the mushrooms, like, oh, I think I might be having a heart attack or whatever.
Yeah. These mushrooms are going to kill me, but I know what it is. Yeah.
Whereas that time, I was like, I knew I was, drinking to excess quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell myself that that's why that man was in the corner. I was like, that man is in the corner.
Yeah.
And like people, like I was like, somebody's watching me because I keep hearing somebody calling my name.
God.
You know, that kind of thing. Like,
that wouldn't settle me.
Tried to take a nap in the afternoon. All the lads are down at the pool. And I was like, ah. And then it's like, every time I closed my eyes, I just kept hearing like, Jerry. I was like jolt awake. Like,
God.
And it's like, I'm hearing my own, like, fuck.
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's a good one.
No, I don't like it, man.
A bad one, but, you know. I don't know if I said it to you before, where we were in Charlemont and, like, I was going up. I was the last one up.
I was walking in. He was walking out.
And I was like, I don't know if you, well, it doesn't really matter, but basically I was at the bottom of my stairs and I heard what sounded like, it's like someone from the sitting room got like a bunch of chains and like just threw it at the door. I was on the other side of the door. And like I could hear it hitting the door and sliding down and falling on
God.
The ground. And I ran upstairs and I said, maybe 13, something like that. And but the thing was, I said it the next day, and Tony was like, that didn't happen to you. And I was like, it did. He's like, that happened to me. And I was like, what? He's like, a couple of weeks before that,
he's like a David Lynch movie. Like,
yeah, he literally described the exact same thing. Chains hitting the door, sliding down, and also someone went in his ear. And he legged it up the stairs. So we were like, what?
Do you think your house is haunted?
Do you know what, right? I don't know, but the house that we lived in before in Donnymead, my parents are convinced was actually haunted because there was rosary beads, first of all, on the door to my room when I was a baby. When they moved in, there was rosary beads
already
on
there.
The handle.
Oh, God.
There had been a cot death in that room.
Mm.
And then when people were babysitting, they were like, oh, we heard Andy, like, sounded like he was running across the floor. And they were like, no, like, he, you know,
he can't
get out of the cot. He's not, whatever. They were like, huh. And plus, I used to have these. Yeah, I know. Oh, well, good night. I used to have these dreams about Santa a lot of the time. And he'd get mad at me if I wasn't asleep. Terrifying nightmares. And then I'd be so.
Go to sleep.
But they'd be so vivid that, like, my mom was like, you know, I wondered if there actually was a man sitting on the end of your bed. And I was like,
fuck off.
Why are you saying it so casually? Like, yeah, I wonder if there actually was someone there. Yeah. I was like, so I think that first house might have been. Do you remember even we were having the games night and, like,
Carrie was
in such a panic, she had to call me. I had to leave the games night to go because there was a ghost tugging at her thing.
Faye's convinced her old house was haunted.
Yeah. Like, there's something. Yeah. I don't know what, but.
Ireland's a very, like, a lot of tragedy has happened. Yeah,
it's rich in history.
Of
that way.
Death.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Lots of, you know, good stuff happened.
All right, quick fire.
Yeah.
Which celebrity boxing matches would you like to see?
That's
a tricky one.
Who would I like to see?
I'd like to see Steve Merchant and Ricky Gervais go at it.
I was going to say Ricky. I mean,
short and stumpy and tall.
Do you remember
how
Ricky Gervais did the?
That's kind of made me think, because I was watching it recently enough, and I was like, oh, he's really going for it. Like,
yeah, that was before he was too famous. Like,
something like that.
Bill Burr and Bill Maher.
Ooh, that's not a bad one. Who'd you be rooting for?
Bill Burr, of course. I'm a fan of Bill Burr.
My man, okay, yeah. Good.
He's won me over. That's because, like, I choose comedians because...
You wouldn't associate them with celebrity boxing.
Like, I don't want to see The Rock fight.
The Rock and Jake Paul.
This was on my list. The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson
debacle.
Con job.
I didn't even watch it. But I seen one thing of right at the start where Tyson clearly had an opportunity. He'd been practicing all the time. Duck and the left hook. Yeah. Duck and the left hook. He ducked and didn't throw in.
Apparently, now this is I saw this online. He got no money if he knocked him out in the first round.
Tyson?
Yeah.
Really?
If he knocked out in the second round, he got a small amount of money. If they went 8 rounds, he got the most money. Jake Paul got to pick the judges as well. Like, this is why it's like a non...
It's a non-event.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was a con job. It's, you know...
Wow.
It's like, you know, payday for Mike Tyson.
Jesus, what fucking do you do it,
like,
though?
You know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's a conspiracy. And it's the same thing. I'm gone over the tinfoil hat with Trump.
What do you mean?
And I'm convinced. Well, not convinced, but I think there's definitely something that needs to be investigated. With that, like, some of the states that he won.
Seems very easy.
Some of the states that he won, it's like every other voter, the Democrats got in.
Yeah.
And then it's like president, they all voted Republican. Mm. And I'm like, but your senator, your councilman, all blue. One
like the Simpsons, where they're getting dead voters.
Well, no, because because apparently Elon Musk's Starlink was used to help tabulate the votes.
I'm oh well,
the beacon of
totally unbiased Elon Musk.
Like, what are we doing?
Fucking
like,
freak. Yeah. There's another 180 I've done. I used to think, he's gonna save the world,
Then
now I'm like, he's a fucking weird, degenerate, perverted freak.
Joey Swole and Elon Musk in a boxing fight, please.
Yes, Joey.
Fucking kill him.
I fucking love Joey Swole.
Yeah, fucking kill him.
Yes. Okay. Top. Please rank. It just says Neil Murray. Just says please rank the national anthems. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil.
Cheers, Neil.
We got another episode in us, do we, for that?
Now I'm not going to rank them.
I'm going to give a top three unranked.
Okay, go on.
Canada.
Oh, okay.
France.
Yeah.
Italy.
Oh, Italy, eh?
Hmm. Ah. I like the Italy national anthem.
I would say,
France is the best one. Isn't
I would like, say, do you know what I'd say? I'd say France number two. Do you know what I'd say number one?
Don't say
the that. National anthem of the USSR. Have you heard this?
No. I have heard it. Yeah, it's fucking good.
You know, it's your ass if you're hearing that.
Yeah, that's good. That's in many a movie and The Simpsons.
Yeah, right.
In the Simpson Tide episode.
It's probably why I like it, because it's
just Soviet Union. I thought you guys broke up. That's what we wanted you to think.
All right, well, that's it.
Yep, that's the cues. You got your A's.
Folks,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the questions. If you want to submit questions for our next Q&A episode, well, all you have to do is become a beloved patron. It's only $5 a month. You get access to all of these episodes early. You get so this drops on Monday. You get it about Thursday or Friday, maybe even a Wednesday. You also get 2 bonus episodes every week. At the minute, we're currently looking at heist movies. We have a movie to review. We've just done Ocean's 11, and we've got another one to review literally now. And we've
2016's Hell or High Water.
That's right. You've also got a movie review series of the MCU, Ryan Gosling, where Terry tried to get me into Ryan Gosling because I really hated him. Did he win me over? Find out there. What's so great about 90s action, and what's so great about Big Willie's flops, aka Will Smith's bad movies. You've also got a bunch of music episodes where we rank a bunch of top 5 different things.
Perfect Day.
What's our perfect day look like? We pitch each other movie ideas.
Dream Festival.
It's a great time.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't afford the low fee of €5 a month.
Beat it.
Andy said it right.
Beat it.
Get out of here. But if you if you want to stick around and do me a favor.
What are you still doing?
You can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Terry.
I said it earlier on. I'm on a 4-night movie watching streak.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4. But I want a 4-star review. I want a 5-star review. reined it in.
You did.
I brought it back. Good. Stuck within the lines.
Good. You don't have it. I don't want a billion star review. At least you kept it in and around.
99.
Hey, I don't tell you how to do your job.
This is my barbecue.
And it tastes good.
Yep. So
that's it.
Thank you so much, guys. We're big fans. We'll be back next week with possibly another top five.
I got some tricks up my sleeve.
All right, nice.
Let's just say we have a few tricks up our sleeve.
Like what?
We got nothing. Okay. You happy?
No.
Goodbye.
Arms of mine. They are lonely. Lonely and feeling blue. These arms. I will be